Kalkadosh, we're going to continue with the next halacha in Sefirat HaOmer. Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei says, Im eno yodea hacheshbon, if a person does not know what is the count, upatach adate de lesayim kimo sheshishma mechavero veshatak ad sheshama mechavero, and basically he started the bracha, and he's listening to his friend, and all of a sudden he stops after the bracha, and he wants to hear, what does his friend say? And then he finishes saying, just like what his friend say, that for example, Hayom, whichever day it is, Yatsa, he's Yitzel Chuvah. So it says over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though here it's Bediavad, from here we learn the Lechatechila, a person should never start making the bracha unless you know which day it is beforehand. Because you're not allowed to do, make even a hefsek, an interruption, even quietly, between the bracha and the mitzvah, more than kedei dibur, more than 2-3 seconds. Obviously, bediavad, Shulchan Aruch also wrote above, the Mishnah Berurah wrote in Siman Reshvav Siv Katan Yud Bet, that he does not go back and make another bracha, bediavad, but still, obviously, lechatechila means that every single night before making the bracha, we should know which day we are on, before starting. What happens in a case though, where a person doesn't know? He's in doubt, and he doesn't have any way of finding out. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we could check on calendars, we could check on Maizmanim, we could check anything, or we could even ask our friends, and there's all types of apps. What happens if a person has no connection, he cannot find out? So therefore, counting misafek, counting as a question, or counting as if to say both days, whether today is going to be the 8th or the 9th or the 9th and the 10th and all these different things, is that even considered counting? A lot of people say that that's not even considered counting. And therefore, the Shu Dvar Avraham and also the Or LeZion in Chelek Gimel Perek Tetzayin, Halacha Zayin says that a person should count misafek, without a bracha, he should count both of those days. So for example, if a person doesn't know if it's going to be, let's say, the 4th or 5th day, so he would say, Hayom arba yamim laomer, and then he would say, Hayom chamisha yamim laomer, but without a bracha. Because he can't make a bracha because he doesn't know which day it is. And it's not a count if you're counting on a doubt, or even in a question. And then the rest of the time, he could continue counting with the bracha, because again, since at the end of the day, he counted for sure one of those days, and one of them for sure was correct. So therefore the next day, he's able to continue, and there's no problem whatsoever. That's how the Or LeZion is posek. Another very important halacha is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan He, that the Acharonim say that you're allowed to count in any language, meaning you don't have to count in Hebrew. You could count in any language you want, as long as you understand that language. Now, if you don't understand, even if you count it in Hebrew, you're not Yitzed Chovah. Which means if I don't understand Hebrew and I said Hayom Arba Yamim LaOmer, and I don't know that it's not, I don't know that it's the fourth day, I'm just copying everybody else, I'm not Yitzed Chovah. They learn this halacha from Bitul Chametz. Just like when we annul the Chametz, we have to understand what we're doing when we get rid of our Chametz and we annul it, so too we have to understand the count when we are counting. However, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah Dirshu, and then the Shut Ma'alil Diskin. If I know the day that I'm counting, even though I don't understand the Hebrew, it's okay. Which means if I know it's day 4, and I'm going to now say Hayom Arba Yamim LaOmer, even though I don't understand Hebrew, but the fact that I know that I'm counting day 4, and I'm saying it in the Hebrew, I'm Yitzed Chovah. However though, there will be a technical difference if right now it will happen if you have weeks and days and I don't know which is which. So I start counting, let's say 15, and I know it's going to be 2 weeks and 1 day, but I don't know what is Yamim, what is Shavuot, I don't know the translation. Here, I have a problem. And therefore, I should understand at least what does it mean, those words, in order that when I'm going to count the 15, it's already enough knowing both. Even though b'diavad, obviously, by counting the days without the weeks, you're still okay. B'diavad, as is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, later on. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down. However, though, again, obviously it's not the best lecha techila to do that. This is brought down in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin. Now, this halacha about understanding is also brought down in Rav Avadi Yosef. And the reason why is because this is a Magen Avraham. And even though there is a Shelat Yavetz and others that argue, halacha l'maaseh, we are also posek like this, that we have to understand what we're saying when we're actually saying the Sefirat HaOmer. So this is important that first of all, we should know which day we're counting before starting the Beracha, and we have to understand what we're saying in order to count the Sefirat HaOmer properly. Have a beautiful day.